This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
We started Facebook fussing in 2009, and if you hear another radio show doing it, they're no talent, unoriginal hacks who need to go ahead and hang it up.
9.
No, I don't want to go anywhere with men in suits because it's going to be a funeral or court, and I don't like either one.
Paige.
If I had a house at the beach and a house at the mountains, my life would be perfect.
Fat Boy.
If this flash drive of mine don't start showing me some jugs, I'm going to chunk it right in the trash.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
So get ready. I mean, get ready. Are you ready for some punishment? Now you'll do something painful. You suck at picking teams. You're not. Football is disgraceful. Here come that man, Fat Boys ain't dying. It's pigskin punishment with all the Rise Guys.
Da, 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 da. You know, I said there, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you, it's 844. I'd said there that my radio career will not end until I can say the S word for poop and the T word for boobs.
Yeah.
P1D Sutton says, if I can get that to pass, we can just call Fat Boy ST.
Oh, that's good.
Be awesome.
STs.
Yeah. Until we get an intern, then they'll have to take over the name. That's the rules. Got to.
That's right. Thank you, D. Sutton. We appreciate that. All right. Get on your Facebook because we're about to go on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You'll be able to watch Fat Boy's punishment go down. And while you're there, afterwards, you can watch Nine's punishment from yesterday when he went swimming in Lake Intercom.
Oh, yeah, man.
Our parking lot was halfway up your leg deep. In one spot, legit. You see the video. And Nine went out swimming in it yesterday, out in the middle of Michael.
Yep, did my damnedest.
Yesterday was a messy, messy day, for sure.
I'm a good swimmer.
Fat Boy didn't have a change of clothes, so he says, I'll just wait and do something else. Now, the other option that I originally came up with would need two people. And if we just did the one option with Fat Boy today, we would look like the meanest people in the whole wide world.
Yeah, it would be not nice.
It would just be the...
God, what was that?
We'll have another punishment where two people, a double punishment, we'll have that again. Hmm. So we don't want to blow our wads yet. You lost five games, though, in last week's Pigskin Picks.
2-5, awful weekend.
So
went against my instincts.
That means you lost five, though, and it's the five that we need to think about here. The five.
Yeah. 7 games, 2-5.
Yeah. What is something that you like more than even football, Fat Boy, as far as hobbies go? Some would say it's part of life, but it's also a hobby with you.
I like to eat.
You do like to eat.
I assume you're talking about that. Yeah.
Yes.
I like to put away some food.
Yes. Why do you think Jethro's here today?
I thought you just wanted to hang out and say, hey.
I mean, he did.
He is.
And he does, and he is.
All right.
So you got him in on it, too.
It's real simple. You said that you enjoyed a specific kind of candy. And it was the white chocolate Reese cups. You love those.
Oh, yeah, those are so good.
You know what they do around Halloween? Tell them what they do around Halloween, Jimmy.
They make them look like ghosts.
They make them look like little ghosts.
Here's one, but I bit the head off of it.
It's the headless ghostman.
I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, they're great.
I've never seen them until I bought them.
Peanut butter, and then they're shaped like ghosts, and then they coat them in white chocolate. Yeah.
So what, did you drop these somewhere? I got to watch Nine eat them. That's the punishment, right?
The punishment is you have to watch us eat the whole bag.
Oh.
Nope, that's not the punishment.
I might bite you.
Fat Boy.
You might get attacked.
First of all, Nine, if you would, let's get him the bag. Because we have had a couple out of it. We want to check the quality and
You got
sure
a QC.
They're okay.
Got a QC check.
All right, so there he is. Hand him the bag.
Right in front of him, sir.
Paige, look at this plate in my hand right here.
Oh, my gosh. I can't look at that. I've been there.
Don't get near it either.
No.
Jimmy about hurt his nose while ago just giving it a sniff.
This one's already open.
I had some of that on my fingers, and then I ate one of those Reese's cups. Hoo-wee! Hoo!
Oh, my gosh.
I'd wash my hands in between. Just not good enough, I guess.
Fat Boy, those are called Reese's Ghost Scaries. chocolate-covered ghost with peanut butter inside.
Okay.
Except there's something else inside. Carolina Reaper ghost peppers.
Oh, my God.
Inside select Reese ghosts. Oh, some of them have it, some don't. You have to eat five pieces because that's how many games you lost this
week. Five?
Five Reese ghosts. Some of them have California Reaper ghost peppers in them.
Or Carolina ones.
The Carolina Reapers.
Man, I don't do spicy foods at all.
No, I've never seen Fat Boy eat spicy, at least not willingly.
Well, you got your Chinese soup glass over there full of what is that, Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, diet.
Diet. Look at that.
Yeah, but, you know.
Does it taste more like real Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, you can't taste the difference. Yeah. But you can't, I don't think soda works for spicy foods.
Not at all.
No, milk.
Milk is the thing. Milk and bread. You should get that half a loaf of bread you threw in the trash can next door.
Yeah. You know, when it snows, that's why everybody's buying it. It's because they're eating hot stuff.
So you want me to just start, pick one and dig in?
Pick one and dig in. You got to eat. Boy, this is like.
Picking and digging.
You have to love this.
No.
Yeah, he's eating chocolate, but then he's also going to possibly have a little more in there than peanut butter. There may be some of these Reapers in there. All right, just.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
They don't all have it in there.
No, not all of them.
I think this one does.
Oh, does it?
Oh, he's getting some heat.
Oh, my
God.
Pull that trash can. I'll pull it over there so you don't. You got a page.
Yeah.
Now, do we tell him that he can't drink anything?
I hit it on that one.
Did we say that one?
No, he can drink some.
Okay, you can. We got a couple hours of radio to do left. Well, 1 hour at least.
Yeah.
I like to savor these, man, but I'll have to burn through them.
Well, we opened all of them so you couldn't tell which ones that we had messed with and which ones we didn't.
You'll be burning through them later on, Pamela.
I could tell by the way that was shaped that was. Oh, I knew it was. Because I smushed some of them trying to put the peppers in.
Trying to put them back together. Yeah, we had to do it ourselves. You can't buy hot Reese cups.
Spit it.
I ain't laughing too much. I'll lose again, too.
Please, he's turning red, getting a little watery.
Oh, bless you.
You guys should do spicy. I can't do spicy.
I love spicy, man. Spicy is the spice of life.
You're not even halfway there yet. You've only done two of the five. And he's hit peppers in every single one of them.
Starting to sweat.
They're not in all of them.
They're not.
Hope this is one.
They're not in all of them.
Not one.
You hope?
All right, that was a good one.
Is it a good one?
That's a good one.
Oh, let me savor it.
That peanut butter will help with the burn. It really will.
The chocolate, man, cool you down some.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I get that one last?
I don't know.
Can he drink anything? Can he take a
break? Said that.
Yeah, he can have a drink.
Have a drink, that
boy. Yeah, but I want to burn through them first because if I know if I drink, I'll not want to go back and do it.
Yeah. Okay. So this is number four. Number four. So far, he's got two. Here's one. Here's a third one. Ghost pepper. Or not ghost. Carolina Reaper. Pepper.
This is awful.
Oh, no.
That one must be really, really bad.
It's all because he lost football picks. Nine paid his penance yesterday swimming in Lake Intercom out front during all the rain and all the. All the. Was there hell yesterday? I imagine
I
there was
see
somewhere.
Here.
Somewhere.
Yeah. This last one.
All right, last one. He had to eat five. Three of them so far have had Carolina Reapers in them. Oh, that one did.
Oh, no.
I got to get a picture of that face. Oh, no, man.
Oh, man. I'm documenting that face right now on my Snap, not from TRG.
Jeez Louise, man. Go ahead and, if that's your last one, take it down and just go swallow all that drink.
I'm a little smart, baby. My mouth's on fire for a swallow, too.
Say again?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Take it like a man, though.
I can't swallow fast. I never could.
That's what he said.
Thanks for lack of practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there he goes. He's guzzling some DDP now. Diet Dr. Pepper, not Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh.
He hasn't done that in weeks. Oh, he's taking it all to chug, chug.
He's gonna
chug,
take every drop.
Chug, chug, chug. God, he just killed that whole glass.
He's gonna have to go get some more.
Oh man.
You got your 2 liter in the office?
Let's get.
Yeah, but it didn't help.
Let's get a close up of your eyes. They're all watered, man. It looks like you just. Looks like you just hit a bong. If I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It don't stop.
You all right?
It's hot.
You did it, fat boy. You did it.
Sweating.
I can't take this anymore.
You did it.
Confetti popper.
Yay.
Oh,
no.
That's a mess.
I'll clean that up.
Who's going to clean that up?
Whoever does backstage pass.
My first artist. Who's going to clean the confetti out of the board?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Fat Boy. That was wonderful.
I'm not losing again. I'm about to go back and relook at my picks.
Well, guess what? We're going to have to pick again. Yeah. We're going to pick again here in a couple segs.
No.
So we need to get some redemption for you, right?
Yeah, something. I got to get something to drink.
Yeah, we'll get you a bathroom, too. We'll be back right after this. Fat Boy's Punishment, everybody. Pigskin Punishment.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
What is that? That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth text down talking about.
Well, I know it's Halloween time when I hear this song.
No, scroll four, fourth on my screen.
Man, there's a bunch of tricks coming in now.
828 area code.
Trucks, too.
I can't find it. So
did you make some kind of declaration of not smoking anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where? Where was this declaration made?
It was on my Instagram story.
Wow. That's huge.
I started watching that story.
I know. I watched everybody's story.
I don't know if I like this.
What is it? You can still play the parody songs. Don't worry.
Nine says on Instagram that... They're saying this in first person. Nine said on Instagram that I will no longer smoke anything in my life except for meat. Is that a direct quote or is this person paraphrasing? You might want to clear that one up. Rumors will start.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm only going to smoke meats on the grill.
The grill.
I said that on my post, I said meats on the grill.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Scott McFalls from Wings Center. He's texting right now. What's up, Scott?
What's up, Scott?
He's a P1, man. Veteran P1. But yeah.
Also, a forever tap, too, of Rise Guys
P1
Pilsner.
It'll be a permanent home out there at Wings Center in Bowling Springs. No, look, you do something for, you realize that you're 33 and you're about to turn 34, and you realize you've been doing something for right at half of your life.
You have a birthday coming up?
December 10th, 1984.
Write that down.
And every year since. But yeah, you realize you've been doing something half your life, and you realize, yeah, maybe I ought to give that a break.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks into giving it a break, you realize, man, I feel pretty good. Like, better than I ever have in my whole life.
Now, the obvious question here is anything.
Yeah.
Does this also include methamphetamines and crack?
Never. Never have, never will.
Never will.
Good.
Okay, so the real obvious question, does that include... And I'll be scientific here. Sticky, icky, icky.
That was the first thing to go. That was easy to kick.
What? Am I dreaming?
That was the first thing to go. Easiest to kick by far. That was not difficult to do.
Man, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Not being a weed head. I like it.
I don't know. He might be tough to be around if he's not doing
that. Have I been?
No, actually, you're
I don't
pleasant.
Know. Have you?
I don't think so.
Maybe I didn't want to say it.
I don't know. I just asked you. No,
you've been fine.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
I think I've been better than ever, just not quite as good as I used to be at Ring of Fire, maybe. Which is good for y'all.
Well, anything fire-related, you should stay away from now.
P1K, I won't last a week. Honey, I've already been like a month plus on the one.
Ooh! Get some.
Yeah.
Take that out of here. You got a patch or something?
Is the reason why you didn't say anything, because if you said something, then you got like everybody's attention, and then once you... You know, drop the ball once, be like, oh, I thought you weren't doing that no more. You keep it close, and then once you kind of get a hold of it, get a grasp on it, then you kind of announce it.
Get a handle on it. Make sure it ain't going to be a problem. Get a handle on it. Make sure you can do it, and then you can mention it, I guess. Yeah.
So the marijuana was easier than the smoking of – because you smoke a different kind of cigarette than most people.
I had been smoking American Spirits, yeah.
Those are the ones that are hand-rolled or whatever.
Yeah. That was easy. The other thing's not as easy, but I'm going to do that too. Look, I lost 200 pounds. If I put my mind to something, I can do it.
That's
right.
I was going to say, I mean, that's certainly, yeah, but you always, for years, Jimmy, always say you replace one vice with another one. What are you going to start doing? You're going to start hooking?
More yoga, more cardio, I've been cooking more.
Start noodling. I want to do that. Somebody can hook me up with the right situation. I would love to noodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about wrestling a catfish.
Yeah, I know. You want to go just stick your arm in there? Yeah.
Does hooking you up with the right situation mean that somebody tells you they got one ready? Just stick your arm in, and then 5 minutes you can leave. Because you got to stand in the lake all day.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, just show me where it is. I'll reach my hand down in there.
Yeah.
I ain't going to. This is real.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I guess I'll do more more time on the treadmill and more yoga. But I'm having fun.
I'm going today.
I'm having a ball.
Don't go with me, though, because I don't want anybody to go with me.
I got to get a rental car today. They were out of cars yesterday, but they'll have some today.
Did Tyana steal your car?
No. There just were no rentals available in Greenville.
Is this the right time to do this? I mean, the holidays are coming.
It's the perfect time, man. It's my favorite time of year.
Wait till January when we celebrate the 2-year anniversary of Fat Boy losing 100 pounds.
Hey,
no,
don't make this
that's
about
coming
me.
Up, too.
No, and this ain't about him. This, I'm not trying to make him feel bad about not losing 100 pounds or anything.
Well, can
save
I?
Save that for tomorrow and every other
just
show.
Trying to, you know, breathe a little easier, I guess. And just, you know, look, see how things... I've made a lot of progress in a lot of areas over the years, so why not give it a shot and see?
Why not? Yeah, I guess.
I've come a long way since I picked up that habit shortly after my dad committed suicide. Come a long way since then.
You know, the story of that is probably does bear repeating that I've known Nine since he was 14 years old, the old legendary story. And Nine, when you're Jimmy then, when you would first talk to Nine, very shy, would not look you in the eye. He looked down when he spoke to you. Just a very... detached, I guess, would be the best way to describe you. And then, you know, your father took his life, and I can't imagine. And then your mom moves down to Georgia, and then you come by there. I'm working Saturday nights, I think 7 to midnight at that point. And you came in, and you said, unceremoniously, I'm moving to Georgia. Moose is outside. Would you like to buy my wrestling collection, my wrestling tapes?
Yeah.
And I bought two big boxes of VHS tapes that he had taped wrestling pay-per-views on.
Damn slick.
I had some mixtapes I made where I put my favorite matches on like a 6-hour tape.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of free time as a teenager.
It was it was tough to read the handwriting on those labels, but I figured it out. I archived them. And then all of a sudden he's gone for like 10, 11 months?
About a year, yeah.
You went down there and then... Like, how were you introduced to it? This is like Inside the Actor Studio. Nine.
I don't remember. I don't, man. I don't remember.
You don't remember the first time?
I don't remember.
I can't remember the first time I did that either.
I don't remember. If I did, I'd tell you, but I don't know.
But that was a can do it to make it, to the next day. It was a way to... There's this great loss in your life, and you're trying to not replace it, but just have some happiness.
Yeah, I guess so. Plus, you know, look, it always seemed fun in the movies and TV, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Nine, smoke. I do it. I'm Hulk Hogan.
Of course, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, boy.
It's such a shock, man. I don't know how to process.
I'm at a loss for words right now.
Somebody asked me on the text line. I don't see the P1. I'll scroll down to find it. Oh, P1 Rock Princess said, I hope you're not going to be one of... Actually, question for Jimmy, and then statement follows. I hope you're not going to be one of those judgy non-smokers. Where's the question, A? And B, no, I don't care what you do. Do whatever you want to. I'm cool with pretty much anything anybody wants to do. Whatever I do is what I do. What you do is what you do. Look, if you're standing beside me, I don't care. Go ahead.
You did treat me different when you found out I had diabetes, though, Jim.
Oh.
I quit giving you so much sugar.
That's right.
Talking about kisses.
But see, the positive thing is you're smiling and you say you feel better. That's the home run there.
I finally feel like I lost 200 pounds and got over a crippling spine injury. I finally feel like that.
Yeah.
If you look at his face, talk about Nine.
Yeah.
Look at her, Nine.
Okay.
You see his eyeballs.
Yeah.
You see that? Before it was just like two little slits.
Beady.
And you know what I've noticed? I got some pretty green eyes, man.
Let's see. They're green?
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly.
Oh, yeah.
We never knew.
They were always white and red. They were almost pink. It looked like when you make oyster stew and put ketchup in. That's what your eyes look like.
That's not true.
Did you quit with a few smokes left or did you finish off the pack?
Did you buy a carton and say, when this is done, I'm done? Or did you throw them out?
You remember the other day when I had my bank account hacked?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
I might have had one or two that evening.
Well, that's expected.
Yeah, so it's not like I'm not saying that I'm never going to pick one of those up again. It's just I'm going to quit.
Do you worry?
Again, I lost 200 pounds. I learned how to walk again. I can do whatever I want to. I'm a force of nature. I can stop if I want to stop. I put my mind to it, I will do it.
You're high back.
I have the positivity of Diamond Dallas Page flowing through my veins.
Ooh, and complexion. I'm surprised Fatboy hasn't shot this question out there yet, but do you worry about weight gain? Stopping smoking. That's what you always hear from people. I stopped smoking, I gained weight.
Oh, well, I forgot about that. My grandma got fat when she stopped smoking.
Oh, yeah, people do that. No, you just have to have to pay attention. God. You have to pay attention. You have to do good. You have to, work out. Plus, doing cardio should come easier now, so that's fun.
Yeah. You run faster.
Cardio, my God, is what I call it.
Breathe better.
This is incredible. Now all kind of parody songs will have to happen.
I know.
Opposite parody.
We have to replace a bunch of songs.
It would improve Jimmy.
Does it need to be replaced? I mean, it was part of who you were for all this time.
Plus, Monster Hash is so good.
I know.
It's such a great song.
Yeah. Boy. This is odd. This is odd. I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you. And I never said never again to anything. Who knows what happens in the future?
Never say never.
Future could hold anything. Yeah, never say never.
Yeah, because we have an appearance at PotFest next weekend.
Never is a bad word.
We'll be in Aurora, Colorado.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been to bars working and didn't drink, all right? Plenty of times. Yeah. That wasn't a sarcastic laugh, really.
He was on the main stage.
Yeah.
It was a strip club. Jimmy? What can we do to help with this? Anything?
Man, I don't know. Don't talk too much about it because my mouth starts watering if you do.
But can we still do like weed headline stories? That won't
sure,
bother
it
doesn't
bother
you too
me.
Much
it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Look, I've been to a few rock concerts since I put it down. So yeah. I certainly have smelled it.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me a bit.
Yeah. Well, you knew who dealt it. You really did.
Yeah.
Wow. And I learned, you know what I learned from that? Really? Your birthday is December 10th.
Yeah.
December I wrote it 10th. Down this time.
It was the first one was December 10th, 1984, and then every year on December 10th since then, we have celebrated me.
I always get it confused with Pearl Harbor Day. I really do. All right. Well, happy birthday, and congratulations
you.
On your sobriety. You say sobriety is that what you call it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. Well, good. Do you get a cool coin?
No.
Nah.
Yeah. We'll get you one.
We'll get you a coin.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And also, what's up to P? And I text myself this so I'd remember. P1 Tiger Rama Mama, who we met. I can't remember her daughter's name, but they came out. She's the one who, when she took the group picture with us, Fatboy said that we look like the security team.
Oh, yeah.
We are some big boys. And then that's what it was. Not only are we the best morning show, we're the baddest morning show. Nobody wants any. I was like,
are you sure?
Think about it. Without saying names around town, come on, man.
I don't think any of them would. And I'm not going to take a whole lot of credit for that myself.
Thank you.
I'm going to give most of the credit to that. Well, I'm going to give the majority of the credit to Fatboy and Jeff probably for that. Because Fatboy is an ox of a man, and Jeff is a pretty badass dude.
Thank you. I feel like I just won.
I mean, you know what's crazy? And I told him this the other day, Jim. From the waist down, and I'm the low waist. From the waist down, Fatboy is fit.
I was talking to my mom about that the other day. My mom was saying, Fatboy ain't fat. He ain't fat.
He's just got a gut.
And I was like, well, he weighs like 340-odd pounds. And she's like, well, he looks good, though.
Oh, yeah, you missed it. He gained 8 last week.
I saw. 8.6. That rounds up to 9.
He gained 9 pounds last
week. Yeah, let's not live in the past.
But like from the way, like at one point during the night, I was a little buzzed. I went by and I punched Fatboy in the ass.
In the ass?
Ow!
It hurt my hand.
Oh.
Well,
go over.
He's strong as an ox.
He didn't know that I was, he didn't flex it either. It's just, it's solid, but from the waist up, whoo!
Go tell your buddies. Woo. I got a hard ass.
Yeah, you got legs like an athlete.
God.
You really do.
I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
Yeah, we would put y'all on the front lines if this ever came to any kind of, like, they talk about radio wars. I'm talking about if it really came down to brass tacks, y'all would be the front line.
Hey, if we could put Jeff's quads and Fatboy's calves together on one leg, win every ass-kicking contest.
God. Wow.
You're welcome.
I might be up for the highest bidder then.
That'd be Hobo Cop. That's something else, right?
Might turn heel on you.
Yeah.
You got anybody in mind you want to, go beat up?
I make love. And do wars every other Tuesday.
Well, sure you want to go down the hall and give old Lee Rogers the business? We can do it.
I couldn't.
I love Lee Rogers. He's a good dude. Let's not talk in our own building.
Oh, come on.
That leads to meetings. I can't think of anybody like in the immediate area in radio that I have like a problem with that I'd want to go fight. Mm. I'm saying if it came down to it though, with this lineup, as P1 Tiger Ramamama said, we are the baddest morning show in the land.
I think we have to be, man. Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Paige? I mean, this and Paige, equality for all. But with this, we're just talking about the dudes. Unless
tough, yeah.
Some of the bitches from the other morning show wanted some, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a bad bitch. I know it.
I know. Serve it up.
I see the back of your jacket right now.
Yeah. I'll fight you.
It says bad boss bitch. Three B's.
You want to call anybody out?
No, I can't think of it. I mean, most of the ones in the general area, it would like be built. You know, I don't want to be mean, but like beating up the elderly.
I don't know what a lot of them look like. Like the.
Oh, you want some of this? Come on.
Like some of the guys in Charlotte, I don't know what they look like.
No.
I know what two of them, and then I know what the other two, but then there's another two that I don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen them wearing parkas.
Like, give me an example. Mm. I'll be honest.
You want to call out free beer and hot wings?
I don't know what they look like.
I don't either.
Yeah, so you got to.
I don't know what they look like.
You have to know the other people do this business, too, for this to work.
I don't think it's necessarily fair because, like, you know, like Woody and Wilcox, like there's.
Oh, I want to Google them.
There's two of them on that show. Old Buzzcut and Squinty, I call them now.
Oh, no.
Just send Jeff over there with a killer farts he's unleashing.
Oh, no, they have a lady on their page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Good for them.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, there was another group when I was at the race in Charlotte, and I didn't even know who they were. I didn't even know I was standing next to them.
The one guy looks like a guy who works downstairs here, but he also looks kind of like Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and the other guy is just real squinty. So, I mean, I don't, and there's four of us and two of them. I mean, what, come on.
Well, yeah.
It's just not fair.
Smack around Love and Hudson.
Again, the elderly.
The elderly.
You're harsh.
Well, that would be okay. So there's a good. Oh, that would be in a one. Okay. Do you guys think you could beat up Howard Stern? I mean, the four of us together. Yeah, I think we could beat up anybody together.
Yeah.
One on one. He's tall.
Yeah.
Stern.
Yeah.
He is tall.
But he's old. I mean,
he weighs like 103 pounds, man.
The security guard's less than 5'5" too.
I love the guy, but yeah, I think I could take him.
Yeah.
I think he would say that.
Probably. He's not a fighter. We're not either. But he certainly is not.
No.
You know who'd be a good one to get into a fight with? Dave Ramsey. I think each of us get a turn.
Throw money at you. He throw big blocks.
Well, you better put it in an envelope.
Big blocks of dollars at you. Throw stacks at you and just knock you in the head.
Why do you want to fight Dave Ramsey?
Because people love that guy for financial advice, but they forget that he has enough money to pay all his bills.
Yeah.
Like, you can't live like he does.
It's easy to pay your bills when you have money coming in.
Yeah, cut up your credit cards. Well, he's got a wad of cash in his butt pocket.
Yes, I could beat the hell out of Rush Limbaugh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. He might not feel it.
He might not feel it.
Got a little more pills than a French pharmacy.
You'll be coming back for more, and you'll be tired.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Golden microphone.
Yes, Ryan Seacrest, absolutely.
All right.
A heartbeat.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who he's on a show with now, but Mike Golick would whoop some ass.
He's on there with Trey Wingo.
Yeah. I mean, Wingo probably not, but Golick certainly is not to mess with. I wouldn't know. Not me.
Junior. Yeah, senior or junior.
I'll tell you this, and so it doesn't look like I'm sitting here thinking I'm all Billy Badass. I think Steve Harvey could kick my ass.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big dude.
I think if he didn't kick my ass, if he bit me with those teeth, I'd bleed to death.
His smile and his eyes would entrench you, and you'd be like, okay, just go ahead.
He'd just give me that look like on Family Feud when somebody says something weird.
Yeah.
He just does like that Jim Halpert stare at you and just smiles at him pretty teethy.
He'd be gone. He'd knock you down.
All right, what do you got, Jimmy? You find another one?
Somebody text in one that I'd never heard. I've heard maybe the name of the show. I didn't know anything about him. They're somewhere up in like central North Carolina. It doesn't say Raleigh, so I guess it ain't Raleigh, or it'd say Raleigh, but it's the two guys named Chris show. And there's four of them.
Yeah.
So that might be like our best competition because one of them is kind of tall and one of them's kind of chubby and one of them's kind of regular. And then they got a short, stocky dude and a lady. So, I mean, it'd be five on five. We could war games with them, man. We could war games.
War games.
I want two rings in a cage. Let's go to Winston-Salem and get it on.
Let's do it.
Madman, give me that arm.
Ready to throw down like rednecks.
We're going
to
bite your arm.
We're going to go brawl at the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, guys, it's Alex Jones from InfoWars. What do you think? You think he kicked my ass?
Oh, God, I don't know, man. He's wired up all the time. You'd wear me out. I have to take a break.
Those guys in South Carolina are really from Cuba. Right. Not really Americans.
Not American.
I knew these Chris dudes Nine's talking about are pretty big. The one's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, one of them's really tall, and one of them's a big old dude, and then there's a regular-sized guy, and then a short, stocky dude named Weather Dave.
Weather Dave.
Weather Dave.
Weather Dave is mine.
Now, you can handle Lauren.
Yeah.
She looks petite compared to you.
Listen.
Well, everybody looks petite.
I said I wasn't going to name any names, but Delilah, if you ever want some of this, you holler. You holler at
your boy.
You need
to get but the other. There's a guy with the same name as you, not Matt Man, but your legal name on the radio in Charlotte. You ought to fight him for the name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about the world-famous Kevin and Bean? They're not even in the same room together.
They're frail.
Split up to beat them up.
Yeah, like most of the big names, it isn't saying much to say that we could kick everybody's ass in radio. But I mean, it's really not, because as you look at these people, the big names are really old and frail now, and then these young dudes are all like, look like they just walked out of Abercrombie. I beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
No offense to Abercrombie. I'm just saying these particular guys.
What about Calta, you know? Jock, formerly known as Cowhead. Do you think you can take him? He's a pretty big dude.
I don't remember what he looks like, but I would gladly take on Man Cow. I hate his guts.
I would pay you to punch him.
I don't know why I hate his guts. But
he's
I just
an
don't
ass.
Like him.
That's why you hate his guts.
God, can we book some of these for real? Let's get it going.
Several people were saying that in I guess it was, that's the reason why I said Man Cow, that Chicago, he would celebrity box other DJs. I'm not doing that. I do a 28-hour show every year. That's enough. I'm not going to get my bell rung also for charity. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll do a fashion show or something.
Cowhead, you mentioned. He looks like he's been in some scraps, man. I mean, you look at his face. That's the face it's been in some fights, it looks like. Probably not a dude to mess with.
He's got a big face. Big New Yorker.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge is a pretty big, thick dude, too.
Yeah.
He is. Plus,
he's bigger than you now.
I'd be afraid to touch him and I'd catch some.
He used to be a real big fat guy. I don't know how his cardio is now.
Yeah.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.